one day. A blessed and wonderful Sunday morning to all our listeners tuning in to the Because He Lives radio program. I greet you warmly in the precious and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Mardell Knight, and I am honored to serve as your host for this month's program. I bring you greetings from the Ruby Church of the Nazarene, where I am a proud member and servant of the Lord. Before we proceed, let us take a moment to still our hearts and minds as we approach the throne of grace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with hearts full of gratitude and praise. Thank you for the gift of life and the privilege to gather here to glorify your name. Lord, we ask for your blessing upon this program. May it inspire, uplift, and draw us closer to you. Bless every listener, every speaker, and every sponsor who has made this program possible. Guide our words and thoughts so that everything we do bring honor and glory to you. In the precious name, we pray. Amen. We are deeply grateful to our sponsors, Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, for their faithful support in making this program possible. May the Lord continue to bless your efforts and multiply the fruit of your labor as we invest in His kingdom. Now that we've entered the beautiful month of December, the Christmas season is upon us. As Bajans, we love the festive lights, music, and fellowship. But let us never lose sight of the true message of Christmas, that God, in His infinite love, sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us and offer us the greatest gift of all, salvation through Him. To God be the glory, great things He has done. This morning, I am delighted to introduce to you a man of God, Pastor Carl Yard. Pastor Yard is the current pastor of the Cliff Cottage Church of the Nazarene. He is a dedicated servant of Christ, a passionate preacher of the word, and a devoted husband with a heart for ministry and a love for people. Pastor Yard continues to share the gospel and point others to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. So without further delay, let us welcome Pastor Carl Yard to share today's word of God.
Good morning. Season's greetings to everyone. My name is Pastor Carl Yard. I'm from the Cliff Cottage Church of the Nazarene. And I'm here to share this morning's message with you. And I want to share on the topic of the greatest gift. Now, we know it's that time of year where persons would save up a lot of money and they would buy gifts for persons they love and for persons they care about. And this is one of the traditions that we have in Christmas or throughout this time of year, and that is the tradition of giving of gifts. One of the difficult things about giving a gift, though, is thinking about choosing a specific gift for a particular person and knowing whether or not that person is going to appreciate that gift that you are going to give. And I chuckle because I can recall my wife saying to me on multiple of occasions, because she's one who absolutely loves Christmas, and she said to me on multiple occasions that this is the particular gift that she would like. But it's difficult to give gifts that persons would appreciate. We have all various type of gift exchanges, whether that be at work, sometimes in our churches, we have different gift exchange. At school, I know sometimes parents are encouraged to, you know, foster a type of gift exchanging. That's at school. And in one of the gift exchanges that I was a part of, what we had to do is we had to indicate things that we would appreciate on a list. And I remember there was still a difficulty for me in preparing that list, you know, even though I was providing a list for things that I would appreciate, there was a difficulty for me in preparing that list. And even when I saw the list of the person that I was supposed to get the gift for, there was still a difficulty in choosing which gift I would present to that person that they would appreciate. So there's a level of difficulty in giving a gift and choosing a gift that a person would appreciate. But if I had to tell you this morning that there's one gift that can be given to everyone and it will meet the needs of everyone and it will also satisfy all those who receive this gift, you may tell me, Pastor Yard, there's no such gift that exists that can meet the needs of everyone and satisfies everyone's needs. There's no such gift that can be given to everyone. But I want to tell you this morning that God, in all his splendor, he gives such a gift. And that is the greatest gift. That is a gift that is for everyone. It is a gift that can meet everyone's needs. And it will meet the needs of those who choose to receive it. And that gift is the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. Saints, listeners, I want to say to us this morning that the greatest gift of all is the gift of Jesus Christ. And I want to read for us this morning John 3:16. This is no strange or unfamiliar passage to us, but it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son," or his one and only son, "that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting," or some virgins say, "eternal life." In Romans 6:23, it also says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God's gift to us is salvation through his son Jesus Christ. And I want us this morning to consider four things about this wonderful gift that God has given us, which can be given to all and can meet the needs of all who receive this gift, as we would accept this gift on this time of year in all our traversing. I know many persons would think about so many different things as they come throughout this season, but I want us to consider accepting this gift of Jesus Christ, even as we would go about our celebration, even as we would go about our festivities, even as we would go about everything that we have to. As we go throughout this season, I want us to accept the gift that God has given us in his son, Jesus Christ. But I also want us to consider four things about this gift. Now, the first thing I want to mention about this gift that God has offered us, or that God has given us, or presented to us, is that this gift is an unsolicited gift. No, there's no one that has requested this gift. Now, do we need this gift? Of course, we most certainly need this gift. But we have not requested this gift. Oftentimes, the gifts that we receive are a direct result of a specific request that was given. But that wasn't the case with God's gift. No one requested this gift. Us as man, we never saw that this was our need and that this is the gift that would truly satisfy the desires of our souls. Man never went to God and sought help. We never went to God and say, "God, we need this gift of your son." But God knows everything, and he recognized and he knew that because of the sin that was committed, that only his son. The Bible tells us without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So we know that this gift in Christ was needed for us, even though it was not a gift that was requested. It was God who came to Adam after he had sinned, when Adam was in the garden and Adam hid. And God said, Adam, where are you? He said, God, I ran and I hid because of my nakedness. It was God who shed the blood of animals to provide the covering for Adam's nakedness. God loves us, saints. And because he loves us, he knows exactly how to give us a gift that we need of. He knows exactly how to give us what we need in a gift. I would like to ask the question, could any of us as parents see our children in need and do nothing? Well, God, as our Father, he saw that we needed redeeming from our life of sin, and he sent his son, Jesus, as a gift for us. But we as parents, we give because we love our children. We are willing to do whatever we can. Sometimes to meet the needs of our children, we will not wait to be asked, and neither did God wait to be asked. He loved us. Romans 5 and verse 8, it says, but God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This gift is not a solicited gift. This gift of his son Jesus Christ is not a gift that we would have asked for. But while we were yet in our sin, God provided this gift for us in his son Jesus Christ. So firstly, it is an unsolicited gift. The second point I would like to make this morning, that this gift is an unlimited gift. It is for anyone and everyone. The word says, for God so loved the world. When it says the world, that the world there is an all-inclusive type of statement when it's talking about the world. Some department stores cater only to the wealthy. The gifts that they offer are priced beyond what the average person could afford. And then there are many who cannot even afford an average price gift. But God's gift this morning, saints, it is an unlimited gift. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have eternal life or everlasting life. Jesus Christ is God's gift to the entire world with no limits. No one is excluded. The word says, whosoever. God invites all to receive this wonderful gift of his son, Jesus Christ. Although a gift is given, it cannot be enjoyed unless it is received. But the invitation is open to all people everywhere, whoever. It means you and me. It means everyone. That whoever does not mean anyone specifically, but that whoever means everyone. It is unlimited. It is a gift that is for everyone. This gift is not packaged, and it does not have written on it to Pastor Yard alone. It does not have written on it to and any name. It is whosoever. That is all inclusive. That is you and I. That is everyone. That is no one excluded. Whosoever. This gift is an unlimited gift. So firstly, we said that this gift is unsolicited, which means it is not a gift that is requested, but it is a gift that is presented nonetheless. And secondly, it is an unlimited gift, meaning that it is a gift that is for everyone. It is not limited to any particular person, but it is a gift that is for everyone. Moving on, the third point I would like to make is that this gift is an undeserved gift. Oh, I like to see it oftentimes. There's nothing that I could do to make God love me more, or there's nothing I can do to make him love me less. In the same way, the gift that is offered to us in the person of Jesus Christ, it is an undeserved gift. The nature of the gift is undeserved. There's nothing that we could do to deserve this gift. I know so many times our parents, when we're in school, they may say to us, if you come first in class, then I'm going to give you X and Y or whatever that is that you may want for that particular time. And so many times that motivates children to do their best and to put their best foot forward. But our gift that is given to us, or that is presented to us by God in the person of Jesus, salvation, is neither earned nor is it deserved. It is freely given to all, a gift that has no strings attached. I know many times there are persons that give gifts and there are strings attached. So you have to do this in order to receive this gift. But there is no fine print to be considered. There is no special clause that would deceive us. God, in his amazing grace, he offers to all the gift of salvation. We cannot do anything to merit it, or we cannot do anything to earn it. There's that one songwriter, he said, I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Yet he give himself away. This gift that God gives us is such an amazing gift, but we cannot do anything to deserve it. Grace is explained as unmerited favor. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Could that verse be any clearer? It is not by works, saints. It is the gift of God. We don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. But still, God makes it available to us if we simply receive it by faith. Everything that we have today, we have by one or three ways. We have either earned it, you work hard to get it. So you work, and then there is a payment for the work that you have put in. You can either receive it if you stole it, and I chuckle, but you take it from somebody, or you can receive it as a gift. And this is exactly how we receive the gift that God has given us in the person of Jesus Christ. The word says, for we have been saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. So there's nothing that we can do to get this gift, but this gift is simply freely given. It's undeserved. It is given to all. It is a gift. It is not anything that we can take from anyone. It is the gift of God. This is an unmerited gift. My fourth and final point that I would like to make about this gift that God has presented to us is that in so many lives, we recognize, persons see, and persons realize that, yes, this is the greatest gift of all. But in so many lives, this gift remains unclaimed. This gift remains an unclaimed gift in so many lives. And this is the saddest point, that God's gift to man, which is a gift that is unsolicited, a gift that is unlimited, a gift that is undeserved, but in so many lives, it remains unclaimed. Some parents, they work hard and they sacrifice to have a special gift for their children. And they will wait in anticipation as these gifts are opened to see the excitement and the joy on their children's face. They long to hear from their children, "Oh, this is just what I wanted, mommy." And I remember one year my dad got me a bicycle for Christmas. And I remember being so excited. That was just what I wanted. The children, they will probably run and they will hug their parents in appreciation for the gifts that the parents had given. Imagine the sorrow that one would feel if the gift that they had sacrificed so hard to give laid under the Christmas tree. And I use that in this context loosely. But it remains there, unclaimed or unwanted. A gift that is placed there for someone, but that person never came to unwrap that gift. This is exactly what happens to our Heavenly Father. He gave us His Son, and yet many have never received Him. Jesus Christ gave His life on Calvary to atone for the sins of mankind. And yet, some will turn aside and reject this wonderful gift that has been presented and this wonderful gift that has been given. The greatest gift of all, salvation through Jesus Christ, remains unclaimed by multitudes up to today, perhaps by someone hearing me this morning. This gift may be left unclaimed or unwrapped, still untouched. How sad to give and receive gifts at Christmas and never receive Christ, the greatest gift of all. A gift that is unsolicited, not deserved, not asked for. A gift that is unlimited. A gift that is undeserved. And a gift that in so many lives remain unclaimed. I don't want you to wait until Christmas. I implore you to not just open the gifts that you will receive, but I also want to encourage you that right now to accept God's gift of salvation through His Son Jesus Christ. In John 1, before I say a word of prayer, verse 12, it says, "Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." We have been given the greatest gift of all. Yet in so many lives, this gift remains unwrapped. If you want to unwrap this gift this morning and accept this gift that has been given to us freely by God the Father, I want to encourage you to join me as I say a word of prayer for us all. You can repeat after me right where you are. "Father, I am sorry for not receiving your gift that you so freely give. And this morning, I want to accept and receive the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. I repent of all my sins, and I ask you to guide me as I continue to live my life for you, and as I accept this greatest gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.